47 degrees at 8:56. The Dow has crossed the 20,000 mark. Let's see what's happening on the commodity market here on this Wednesday morning. We go to Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, defensive price action earlier this morning, despite the weakness in the dollar trade, it seems to be kind of taking a back seat because corn market's recovering, and as I said earlier, kind of rearranging my notes on the fly. Trade considerations of late that the new Trump administration may be focusing more on trade protectionism and U.S. isolationism rather than new growth strategies seems to have been weighing on the markets the last couple days, but weaker energy prices are also weighing on it as well. The USDA announced the sale of 141,224 metric tons of corn sold to unknown destinations this morning, which is going to be mildly encouraging. Current price action, March corn currently up 1.25 at 364.5, May corn 371.75 up 1.25, and new crop December 392.5 up 1.5. March beans are working their way towards positive territory, but not quite there yet, 1057.5 down 1.25. May beans, 1067 down 1, and new crop November, 1026.5 up 0.5. Looking at the meal market currently, up 20 cents at 343.20 basis the March, and March bean oil, 3501 down 27. In the wheat market, March Chicago wheat, 426 down 3/4. Kansas City wheat March, 440.5 down 1.25. And Minneapolis wheat, steady on the day basis the March at 560.75. Looking forward, we will get some crude inventory numbers a little bit later on this morning. Currently, the crude market's a little bit soft, but we'll see if those numbers are influenced later on. Technicals seem to have the upper hand in, over fundamentals in the commodity markets of late. In corn, yesterday's outside day down on the charts is a little bothersome, but behind the scenes, this was more likely a check of the relevancy of last week's advance above the long-term moving averages on the weekly chart. We think more upside is possible, and it should be a recovery effort soon. This may be the beginning of it. Going forward next week, we start the price discovery period for crop insurance. Rhetoric about the upcoming acreage mix is on the rise. Increased soybean acres and a retreat in corn acres is a common trade assumption at this point. Last but not least, as you mentioned earlier, the Dow above 20,000 is a reflection of the market's optimism, not pessimism, which should support the commodity markets in general. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that update. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday morning. Taking a look at current conditions in the WIOL listing area, a mix of sun and clouds right now at this hour, temperatures ranging from the low to upper 40s, depending on where you're at. Right now, the cool spots are in Clinton and Gibson City with a temperature of 43 degrees. 45 degrees right now in Danville, Monticello, and Tuscola. 46 in Charleston and Mattoon, 47 in Sullivan, 48 in Decatur. Right now, we're at 47 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Our relative humidity at 84%, barometric pressure 29.50 inches and steady. In the forecast, partly sunny skies today. We've hit our high temperature of 47 degrees today, so temperatures may start to fall as we move along through the day. Southwest winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow at a low of 32. Colder, cloudy tomorrow, a chance of flurries and a high of 35. We could see a few more flurries tomorrow night with cloudy skies and a low of 24 degrees. 2 hours of On Point coming up next. This is WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 47 degrees at 9 o'clock.